Back now with Day to Day. We've all had them, those fantasies about walking right into your boss's office and telling him or her to take this job and shove it. But then most of us go back to work, but maybe we should live out our dreams. Here to tell us when quitting might be the right option is Day to Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So how do you tell the difference between when you're just having a really lousy week and when it's genuinely time to go?
You know, sometimes you can't tell the difference, to be honest. I mean, some weeks are just so bad that you just want to chuck it all. And then some weeks, you know, it's not so bad and you're just thinking maybe I need a career change. What I tell people is don't make the decision in the moment. If you're having an argument with your boss or you didn't get that bonus that you expected, take a little breather room, a week or two, to determine if this is time to quit. Because you don't want to quit when you're angry or exhausted or frustrated. And then make a list. And I've changed jobs not that often in my life, but I have. And I actually did this. I made a list on reasons to stay, why I like where I was or didn't like it, and what it would be like at another place. Because sometimes we feel like if we quit, it's going to be better somewhere else. But if you haven't changed what's going on with you or you're not sure about it, you could just take all that baggage to the new job.
Okay, now let's say your list of cons is greater than your list of pros when it comes to staying at your job. How much money should you save up before you actually make the move and quit?
I have had people who got mad, quit, and then realized they couldn't live. You know, because
whoops.
The fact of the matter is most of us are living, well, most of you all, not me, but most of us are living paycheck to paycheck. And so you can't afford to quit. But if you think that this is a time for job change, you should have at least 3 to 6 months living expenses. Now, you've heard this is sort of your emergency fund. But in the market that we are in right now, it can take you that long to find a replacement job, anywhere from 3 months to 6 months and maybe longer. I had a dear friend who quit her job. She just was fed up and she did that list and she said, I got to go. And it took her more than a year to find another job because she was a very highly paid professional. And to find a job in that same price range took her quite a bit of time.
So it sounds like it might be wise to make sure that you've got your next gig lined up before you leave your current job.
Most of the time, I would say the majority of the time, that is true. You just seem more hireable if you already have a job. When people are looking to hire, they want to be sure that someone else wanted you. It's sort of like when you're dating. You know, somehow you're more desirable when you got a boyfriend or a girlfriend than when you're out there on your own. You're not as desperate. I think that's probably what it is. You're not as desperate, so you're a lot calmer and you can think through it. And when you have your job, you also take the time to make sure that that leap is right, that the money is right, the benefits are right. When you've quit, you become a little desperate as the months go by and you may end up in a worse situation than you left.
Okay, so let's say you're looking for that next job and your prospective employer asks why you quit your last job. Should you tell them the truth, even if the answer is, my boss was a total jerk?
If you had some management issues at your former job, you might as well tell the truth. But there's a way to tell the truth that will make it seem not so bad. You don't want to talk about your boss being a jerk. You want to say, well, you know what? I didn't quite fit in with the management style. I'm a more one-on-one person and they tended not to be direct with me. So you want to do it in a way that doesn't seem like you're trashing your old job or your old boss.
We hope you never quit your job, Michelle. That's Michelle Singletary, our regular expert on personal finance, and she writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Listeners, if you have a money question, Michelle would be happy to hear them and answer them. To send letters, go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link found on the top of every page. Be sure to include the word Michelle in your subject line.